Hello, and welcome back to Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with my bodacious babe of a mom.
Wow, I was hoping I didn't know where you were going to go with that.
Hi, Alex.
Alex, I'm Sandy.
We have a very special episode for you here today. We have our Tag a Friend interview with Dana, our winner. And this is a monthly sweepstakes that we have every single month when the sun transits into a new sign. And what do?
We post on Instagram and Facebook.
And what you do is you tag as many friends as you want. Each person that you tag on Instagram and Facebook gets put into a drawing, and we pick our lucky winner every single month. And so we have our first podcast astrology reading happening today. And our winner was Dana. And Dana is a local Chicago teacher. And she's also come to Mexico with us.
She's a retreater.
Right.
She's a Mexican babe.
So stay tuned for this very special episode of Astrological Intentions.
You got the keys. You got the keys. You got the keys. You got the keys.
Hi.
Hi, welcome on the show.
Thanks.
How many people did you tag?
A lot.
Nice. Good. Because you have no limits.
It's really a simple way to win.
Right? It is.
Yes.
Do you have any questions? Because I do have some things to tell you looking at your natal chart. Of course, I have your birth data. I'm looking at the transits for today and looking at really, you've got a really one that I want to talk about, which is the Saturn.
And I just want to quick give, I guess, everyone a lay of her chart. And can you tell us her sun, moon, ascendant?
So Dana, as you know, your sun is at 16 degrees of Scorpio. Your moon is 17 degrees of Capricorn, and your rising is 1 degree of Gemini. And that makes you a very good teacher. Yay. Because you know, you have a lot of information. You have a lot of knowledge. This is how you appear, you know, the skin that you wear to others, that you have, you're always wanting more information, collecting data, figuring things out, perceiving it, and then delivering it. Your sun in Scorpio really has a lot of, your primary essence is, you know, deep. It's intense. You know, you like to get to the bottom of the things. You have 4 planets in Scorpio, so you really like to do your research, you know, figure things out.
Have you resonated a lot with Scorpio horoscopes that you've probably been reading your entire life? Okay.
Yes.
Just curious.
Yeah, because, you know, the ruler of your chart, you know, the Gemini rising, what planet rules Gemini, we know that that's Mercury. It ends up Mercury being the ruler of your whole chart. And that's right next to, it's within 6 degrees of your sun. So really interesting that there's this combust, that your ruler of your chart, Mercury, is combust the sun in that sixth house. So, you know, it might feel that there's this information that, you know, because the combust, any planet moving really close to the sun burns it out, burns that planet that's moving with it. So there's a sense that, you know, your Mercury, your information, your knowledge, your intelligence, your ideas really need to be intense for them to kind of shine and show up. Because a lot of times you might feel like you don't have anything to say. You're not going to, even though Mercury, you know, the ruler being Gemini, wants to be chatty Cathy and wants to share and gather a lot of information and you know, divulge it. Yours needs to be on a really true, profound, you know, response. You know, you need to know what you're talking about, right? You know, you want to go deep.
And she could probably be the one teacher to kind of help facilitate the rest of the teachers going on strike or something, because that's that like passionate, scorponic, wanting change, wanting to, you know, picket
fence.
Very
serious.
And very
yeah.
serious.
Yeah, very powerful. Very powerful play.
Yeah.
And then your moon in Capricorn, you know, that emotional connection is about being ambitious, about ready to do the hard work. You know, so there's something about work you like, you know, that gives you some sort of satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
So the one big thing that's happening in your chart right now, and it's been happening for a little bit, is the Saturn, transiting Saturn, is on your moon. And so oftentimes this, you know, Saturn is the planet of restriction, delay. It's the authority figure. So there's a feeling of maybe limited energy, because when it's on your moon, there's this just kind of like a wet, damp cloth on your feelings, on your home. Or, you know, moon also represents women. Moon represents mother. It also represents your personal life and your home life. So there's just some sort of depleted energy that you're still in. I don't know. Are you feeling that at all?
There's a lot going on at home right now. That would make sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's almost like that you're needing help, or a very important woman in your life is needing help.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this person is
more mom.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, moon is mom, and Saturn being here says that there's just, there's a lot of work around mom. There's like the duties that you feel that you have to kind of, you need to be the authority figure in this. Does that mm-hmm. make sense? Where mm-hmm. you have to be
yes.
the responsible one.
Yep.
So it's having a little bit of, you know, putting some boundaries or some control over that. So it's almost like it takes a little bit of your freedom away.
Okay.
But, you know, this is a very stable, responsible time for you moving something in the future. So it's like you're setting boundaries up right now so that it's prosperous in the future. Saturn okay. always does things for the hard work and the long-term planning.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Saturn hasn't been here in 29 years. So, you know, you weren't all that old then.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
So, you know, this is really just a time where you get to, you know, you're going through self-growth, right? You're mm-hmm. you're knowing your strengths, and it's easier to see your weaknesses. So you're kind of weeding them out right now.
And that's a really interesting topic too. Dana, how are you kind of taking care of yourself while you're also taking care of the things at home?
So life has changed a lot since I've seen you guys in January, actually, just definitely setting up those boundaries. Like, I give myself time to meditate and do yoga. Mm-hmm. It's definitely been something I've added into my life recently, and just giving myself those, you know, I've been reading more and learning more, and, you know, definitely home is extremely important to me, and giving that priority as well.
Good.
Right. It's, you know, for you specifically, I don't remember if you know that your moon is out of bounds.
Yes, I do remember that.
Right. So the moon, you know, the moon, your emotions can go rogue, right? They can go off that sidewalk that we talked about, you know, they can go off wild. And so for Saturn to be here, it's really hard. It's really hard for, you know, an out of bounds moon that you have to be wrangled in and say, okay, stay within these, get back in the stable. You know, it's like, what? I don't even know where it is. You know, I've never been there before. So there's that feeling. So, you know, use this. And of course, you know, somebody dubbed me, and I believe it, that I'm the optimistic astrologer. So this is a really good time to set up new boundaries for your own self-care, because this is self-growth time.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also showing you that with, you know, perseverance and patience, that, you know, you can kind of, I don't want to use the word control, but I want to use the word glue or get serious or commit, you know, to, to something and hold that's very important to you. Right. So you'll get to see that in the long run.
And I guess when I, while I'm listening to you and, you know, Dana, I'm not really sure what is going on at home, but it's also, you know, Sandy, like you're saying, this could also be a really wonderful time for Dana to like really like mother herself.
True.
And that kind of transition of, you know, creating boundaries and, and doing that, you know, and we just had, you know, Mother's Day. I absolutely love my mom too, because she's sitting right across the table from me.
Better. My knee is better now. I can hit you.
And, right. But there comes a point where, you know, it's a, there's still your mother, but you need to take those reins and step into that, you know, womanhood. Not that I'm not saying you haven't already stepped into it, but step into it, you know, just take another step.
Yeah.
It almost feels like you can be cut off from loved ones. You know, like there's kind of some criticism going on or something. It looks like
I can't say everybody loved the decision that I made about, I made a career move in the past week and
But,
good for me in the long run.
Well, and you gave me goosebumps all over because that's what's going on right now. And actually, this started coming in mid-February for you. And this lasts for a bit. I'm going to go give you the date. So you're in the mix of it. And it finishes up with you by the end of November. So Saturn's a 29-year cycle it takes to go around the chart. So it always will usually hit a personal planet three times. So that's the last pass is right around Thanksgiving this year. So you'll have proved yourself at that point and know your weaknesses and your strengths.
Okay.
I also wrote a little note here that, when you're going to hear the podcast and we're coming up on the Mercury Kazimi, the sun, which means that Mercury, which is your planet that is the ruler of your chart, moves into the heart of the sun where it gets very clear. And it happens right on your ascendant. And so I wrote that there's a really clear message that others will completely understand maybe what they don't understand now. I mean, this comes in pretty fast. This comes in on May 21st. So this is just, you know, a week away. Now you mentioned something. Tell me about the offer. And I wrote down here too, are you teaching a new class? There's something new coming in for you.
Yeah. So at the end of this school year, I'm going to be transitioning to a private school where basically I'm teaching like small group instruction. So it's students that need more personalized instruction. So I'll be teaching like 5 students instead of 32 students in a classroom.
Oh, wow.
Is there something about a specialty, like a special needs?
Definitely.
And actually by doing this, because you have Chiron sitting right on your ascendant, and so when you get that Kazimi over with Mercury, the ruler of your chart, and the sun right on your ascendant, it's going to hit the Chiron. So there's a healing entity of it. You're healing wounds. Now, this is you healing others, but at the same time, you're healing your own.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you.
I love that you're just completely in sync with your chart. There's also that on around that same time, that same day, which is next week. When's the last day of school coming up here?
So my last day, the last week of school is June 17th, and I'm starting, which is the same day. That's that Monday. School technically ends the 19th, and I'm starting summer school the 19th.
Okay.
Don't tell the old school that I'm not going to be there. I'm starting the new school the same day.
Well, hopefully they don't listen to our podcast.
Yeah. They don't. It's fine. I won't tell them to. Not yet.
So pay attention what's coming in for you. Are you signing a contract on the 21st or 20th, something around there?
So I have off on the 24th, and I told them that would be a great day. I haven't signed it yet, but that would be a great day for me to come in and sign since I have off that day.
Right.
But that would be that week.
Right. So do you have the contract? Hopefully you'll have the final contract in your hand by the 21st.
So next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Because
I should.
By having the final and reading, you know, the in between the lines and every line, you're going to see you'll get the clarity of and the responsibilities and your workload be very clear.
The vision of what's to come, yeah.
And so that it'll be very easy for you to sign a document. And actually, you're going to hear on the podcast too that Mercury is going into its own sign of Gemini. So for the next 5 weeks, things are really clear, and it's a really good time to make agreements and decisions and sign contracts. Right.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Very good. So not only did you get a new school and classroom, you've got an additional one because it's summer school, which is kind of separate, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Also watch on the 21st or 22nd, some love message coming in. Are you, and I don't need to...
My brother is getting married on the 26th.
Huh. Because there's something around, and Mercury is siblings and it's trining her Venus, goosebumps. Yeah. Oftentimes that just means, a message of love or a bigger paycheck. Or a bonus, like you've made a deal, like you're selling something.
Okay.
But Mercury also stands for siblings. And so that would be it's going to be a lovely time for you. That's really comes in on the 21st and 22nd.
Maybe write your wedding speech.
You might have to.
I will finalize it because I started it today.
Oh, great. That's great.
Yeah. And you'll be really, that's a really good time to write, Alex. That's a good idea because you're going to be really speaking very pleasant, beautiful, thought-provoking love messages. That's what I wrote, love messages right here. Okay, one last thing I want to get into is you're in what's considered a loosening of the bonds. And I've been studying under Chris Brennan for what's called the zodiacal releasing. And you're in starting November 30th of 2019 through November 24th of 2020, a loosening of the bonds. And this means oftentimes a career change. And you only get two of these in your lifetime. And this is your second one. So it's a big time frame. And if what you're doing right now has any influence on what you're going to be, you'll be in the school year, that new school year. So this is in that time frame is a loosening of the bonds. You're changing your career. It doesn't mean you're not going to teach. It just means you're changing.
Yeah, and this is different from what I've been teaching. So this is cool. Yeah.
So to me, this... Because I've done this zodiacal releasing, it sounds like you're on the right track.
Oof, I like that.
Yeah. So, yeah. And we miss you.
Yeah.
I miss you guys.
And we hope that we can, host you again somewhere, sometime. We have another one coming up in the summer, actually, in Lake Tahoe, but for a quick weekend. But maybe you want to hold off till... the Bali trip.
So after it. Yes.
Absolutely.
Maybe.
Well, congratulations and have
thank
a wonderful
you.
Time at your brother's wedding. And,
thank
you, good,
thank you.
Good luck on putting in some boundaries around the parental, they've put boundaries on you. For security and for growing up, right?
We
needed that. And now it's kind of where you're like saying, oh, I'm going to have to move those boundaries.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good
Dana,
luck. We love you.
Thank you so much. Congratulations
thank
on winning
you.
The mini reading.
Yes.
Yay. Thank
Yay.
You both so
You're
much.
Welcome.
I will talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye,
bye-bye.
Dana. Bye-bye.
Bye.